Arachnida, the spider. For humans, the eight-legged arachnid may be an uncomfortable sight, but for its prey, the spider's unique and formidable hunting skills make escape almost impossible. All spiders are predators, from the ones only millimeters in diameter to tarantulas, which grow up to 12 inches long and eat birds and snakes. While most spiders do not eat animals this large, their body weight can increase up to 50% after one meal. Typical diets include ants, flies, bees, or dragonflies. Spiders are found all over the world, from the Arctic to the tropics, underwater, and even in the air, traveling up to thousands of miles on balloons made of silk. And all spiders weave silk, spinning it from glands known as spinnerets, located on their abdomens. This silk is liquid when it's first made, and then hardens when exposed to air. It is this silk that is the key to the spider's killing success. Many types of spiders use their webs as traps to ensnare their victims. They'll patiently wait in the center of their webs, or lurking off to one side, for an unfortunate insect to collide with a maze of silk. When they feel the web vibrate from struggling prey strapped in sticky strands, they rush out, clinging onto the web with their claws and bristles. They then jab their victims with their fangs, injecting them with paralyzing poison. The spiders then wrap their meals up in strong bands of silk. They won't be getting away. As menacing as their fangs look, these carnivores do not rip prey apart in their mouths, as spiders are not able to ingest solid matter. Instead, spiders do something perhaps even more fearsome. They pump acid onto or even into their victims to liquefy and soften their bodies, making a sort of spidery soup. They then feast on these liquefied remains. The wheel-like webs most people usually think of are the handiwork of orb weaver spiders. But spiders possess an extraordinarily diverse arsenal of webs to trap and outwit their prey. Sheet webs face upward and can have a maze of tangled silken threads hanging above them, flying prey that run into that obstacle course, then fall stunned onto the web below. Examples of spiders that build sheet webs include the filmy dome spider and the boll and doily spider. The amazing bolla spiders use their webs like a cowboy's lasso. They swing lines of silk with sticky blobs at the end to lasso their victims and reel them in. Bollas even secrete a sweet scent that lures moths towards them. Just like its movie counterpart Spider-Man, a jumping spider leaps across great heights to chase its opponent while tethered to lifelines made of silk. If the spider misses its target, it will halt its dragline to keep it from falling any further. The jumping spider will crawl up its silk line to jump again. Its goal is to land right on the back of its target, immediately administering a fatally poisonous bite. The trapdoor spider, camouflaged in a death trap tunnel, utilizes a specially laid silk lining to feel the vibrations of oncoming prey. The trapdoor is primarily built out of plants and soil, with silk to hold it all together. Once it feels an insect or another spider approaching, the spider bursts open its trapdoor and snatches the catch back to its lair. Other spiders get still more creative for hunting. The diving bell spider goes aquatic to find its food. It weaves a web to create a balloon that traps air, so that it can breathe underwater and hunt for fish, tadpoles, and other pond creatures. While spiders are deadly hunters, they often become the hunted instead. Ants, wasps, frogs, birds, and beetles all feast on these clever killers. Even though spiders can be very frightening and fearsome to people, their benefits far outweigh their dangers. In America, only the brown recluse and black widow spiders are fatally poisonous to people. However, all spiders help control the insect population. If it weren't for the spider's huge appetite, we would have a lot more creepy crawlers to deal with.